Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, over the past week or so, I've been fielding calls from clients a little alarmed about their auto insurance renewal premium. Our agency is trying to be proactive with this by utilizing our renewal lists and requoting policies with increases to see if there is another carrier that can help them. If we can, we send out a letter explaining that their auto insurance is increasing and why. And if we are able, we include a copy of a quote from another insurance company. Now, I usually get my renewal lists about a month ahead of time, so that gives me some leeway to quickly do some requoting and find out why their policies are increasing. What I'm finding most often is it's the insurance all insurance companies right now are raising rates because of the rising cost of claims due to inflation. The cost of labor, the cost of materials, the availability of materials. We're still having supply chain issues after the auto worker strikes September, October. So, you know, factories are still trying to catch up with that. But just the cost of everything these days is going up. At the grocery store, at the gas pump, I mean, everybody is being hit. So we're trying to be proactive, and those policies that are seeing increases, we try to explain, hey, you know, insurance companies are raising rates. It's not just you, and you're not just the insurance company raising your rates because it's you. It's all insurance companies. Doesn't matter if you're with Allstate, State Farm, Frankenmuth, Safeco, Progressive, Allied. Doesn't matter. They're all raising the rates because of inflation. And most people can understand that because they go to the grocery store and they see higher rates. They go to the gas pump, they see higher rates. They go out to eat, they see higher rates. So it's not uncommon for them to understand that inflation right now is just at an all-time high, and there right now it doesn't seem to be any relief in sight. Now, many of these calls are from senior citizens who are on a fixed income. This year, the government has increased payments for Social Security, but this increase is quickly swallowed up by, again, the rising costs of the grocery store, the gas pump, and their insurance. So what I wanted to do this week is I wanted to share some tips to help improve your budget, so that you can hopefully stay on top of the inflation increases. Again, these are some items that I've shared in the past over the years, and I just wanted to compile them in today's podcast for you. If you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance, it'll bring you to our blog. If you're listening later on to our blog, easy enough, just go in the upper right in the search bar and type in Combating Rising Costs. And it will bring you to the blog post associated with today's podcast with the tips that I'm going to share with you. The first one is check your recurring charges. Now, I have many of my bills on recurring payment. I add the charge to my checkbook or budget, and I basically forget about it. But there are some charges that I realize I no longer need, such as Apple TV and Apple Arcade. I had signed up for a free trial a couple of months ago, and forgot to cancel before the trial ended. So I was surprised with, I don't believe I got an email saying, hey, your trial is ending, so you know, starting on this date, we're going to be charging you $9.99 for Apple TV. Maybe they did, or maybe when I signed up for the trial, maybe there was something on there that says, hey, if you don't cancel before such and such a date, we're going to start charging you $9.99 a month. Yeah, I just got that charge just recently, so I need to go in and cancel that recurring charge. Because, you know, it was nice to have Apple TV for free for a couple months, but really there's nothing on there that warrants me paying $10 a month for it, me personally. There may be other people that find, you know, paying $10 a month for Apple TV is great. But for me, I've seen what I wanted to see, and there's really nothing more for me there. Now, what you would need to do is you need to go through your bank statements and find those recurring charges that you may no longer need and cancel them. So let's say you signed up for a free trial for some streaming service like I did for Apple TV, and you forgot all about it and you're getting these charges, $10, $15 a month. If you no longer use that service, you need to go in and cancel it. You know, so make sure you go through. I had another one where I had a warranty on a laptop that is like 10 years old. I just recently canceled that one a couple months back. I get an annual recurring charge, and they were going to charge me like $150. Well, the laptop's probably worth $150. Really, you know, if something were to happen to it, all the files are backed up on it anyway. So if something were to happen to the laptop, you know, we just end up getting a new laptop later on. So I went in and canceled that recurring charge. So yeah, definitely go through your bank statements and find the recurring charges. What you may also want to do too is you may want to see what you're spending your money on. I mean, if you're spending, you know, $15, $20 a week at Starbucks, or, you know, if you're going out to eat two, three, four times a week, you know, you may want to consider cutting that down. Instead of going to Starbucks, going to the local gas station. You know, I mean, the local gas stations around here now have cappuccinos and frappuccinos and all kinds of stuff that you can get. And often it's much cheaper than $6 or $7 that you would find at Starbucks or another chain coffee place. So yeah, just go through and go through your recurring charges. Just take a look at your statements and kind of go through and maybe take a highlighter and highlight, you know, all the times that you go out to eat, or, you know, all the times you go here, you go there, and you'll be surprised that you'll see where the holes are in your budget, and hopefully that'll help you to plug those holes. Next tip I want to share with you is check prices and buy in bulk. With the internet, it is much easier to check prices for things like groceries and other items because you can usually go to the store's website instead of driving there. And again, back in December, I think I shared a tip where you could go to like Camel, you could go to BrickSeek, and there are other websites out there that'll help you check prices if you're in the market for purchasing an item. Like right now, you know, everybody's selling TVs because the Super Bowl is coming up, so, you know, everybody's got deals on TVs. Well, if you're in the market for a TV, you know, you might want to go to Camel, you might want to go to BrickSeek, you might want to go to Slick Deals and really see what the prices are out there. You may find a good deal. It may not be at Best Buy. It may not be at, you know, where Sam's Club. It may not be at Walmart. You know, you may find a deal at Target or some other store. But definitely check your prices before heading out to the store. You may also want to check into purchasing a warehouse club membership. You know, if it's like BJ's Wholesale, Costco, Sam's Club, you know, those types of places, weigh the annual cost against what you actually purchase. Because, you know, Sam's Club, I think for a basic membership, I think is like $50 or $60. And I think that's the same for Costco too. You know, but weigh that cost against what you're actually going to be purchasing. Now we have a warehouse membership with Sam's Club. But we purchase quite a few items in bulk at Sam's Club because it works out to be cheaper per unit per ounce, and thankfully we have room to store it. Like for example, we buy laundry pellets. We buy like Gain laundry pellets. They've got the big bulk size, I think it's like a 17 or 18 ounce container. And I think when they're on sale, because they go on sale quite often, we get them for like $13-14. Whereas if you go to a regular grocery store, you know, for like 8 ounces, you're paying, you know, between $8 and $9. I think is when I saw it. It was like $8 or $9 for like 8 ounces. Well, you know, for a 16, 17 ounce, I'm getting it for $14 versus, you know, buying two at the regular store and spending $16. Well, I'm saving a couple bucks there. We buy like paper plates in bulk. I think it's like $20 or something for a big thing of paper plates. Do you see how much paper plates are in the store nowadays? I mean, for a similar thing of paper plates, you're paying like $5-6 for like 20 plates, you know? And here we get a big stack of them for $20. So it really works out that way. We buy like laundry pods. We get the, you know, Member's Mark brand laundry pods, which work out great for us. Doesn't work out great for a lot of other people. It works out great for us. You know, we get that fairly inexpensive, and those go on sale from time to time. Onions, we buy like 5 pounds onions or 3 pounds onions. We pay like $5 or $6, but we get the big sweet onions. We do a lot of cooking at home. Wife makes burritos. I make chili. You know, we do stir fries and stuff like that. So having those big, nice sweet onions for $5 or $6 for 3 pounds, you know, that is a little bit more expensive than buying like a bag of yellow onions at the local store, because the local store you can get yellow onions for like $2. But like, we like the nice big sweet onions for when we make our stuff. And we buy meat and fruit, again, weighing it per ounce, per unit. You know, and typically we find we buy the fruit is a little bit cheaper than at the store, where, you know, at the store you get a little pint of blueberries now and they want, you know, like $4 or $5. Well, we can get a, you know, 18 ounce, you know, container, which I think is a 2 pints, something like that. We get a 2 pint container and it costs us like $7. You know, so it's a little bit cheaper to buy, you know, more. You know, we buy butter and milk and other things in bulk, because in our budget it works out to be cheaper than it would be to go to the store and buy that stuff individually. But you need to weigh the cost of the membership against what you're actually going to purchase. I mean, are you going to go there once a month like we do? We go there like once a month, once every 2 months to make our bulk purchases. I mean, if you're going to go there like once or twice a year, I'm not sure if that would be a good value, but I don't know. I guess it depends on your budget and your household. So, next tip I have for you is check entertainment alternatives. Cable television has become more and more expensive, and often we, at least in our household, we watch less and less channels and instead opt for streaming services. Now, there are cable alternatives like Sling or Fubo that may provide you with similar channels but at a lower cost. And often, network streaming services offer shows online the next day after they air on cable. So if you got Peacock, you've got Peacock, you pay, I think, $5 or $6 a month for Peacock or whatever. And there's, you know, like Chicago Fire or Chicago Med. Those are shows that my wife and I enjoy. They come out on Friday night on network television. The next day, they're available on streaming. So we opt to go for streaming, and so we don't have to deal with the commercials. So you may want to see what deals there are out there for, you know, cable alternatives, like I said, like Sling or Fubo, or maybe opt for just going with streaming services altogether. Now, the last one I want to share with you is check your insurance policies. It would be a good idea to have a conversation with your insurance agent about your policies and needs. A review should be done at least every 2 years in order to update your insurable situation, because things may have changed in that period of time. maybe you no longer have the scheduled items on your home policy. Maybe you forgot that little Jimmy moved out of the house and no longer drives your vehicles. Maybe you're retired and no longer drive to work. Having a conversation with your insurance agent will help you find either coverage gaps or potential savings on your insurance. I've shared this story before. I had a client that called me, a year ago, and said, "Hey, we got our homeowner's renewal, and I see there's a snowmobile on there. We haven't had that snowmobile for 2 years. Well, you didn't call me to to let me know that you sold it and that you no longer need coverage on it. So at that time, we were able to get that off of the policy. I can't go back 2 years, but I was able to take it off the renewal, and we talked about the other vehicles that they have insured on their homeowners. Like they've had a boat and some other things. So we made sure that the schedule on the homeowners was correct, and then went over the auto policy and updated information there. So definitely have that conversation with your insurance agent at least every 2 years to update your situation. Well, we hope these tips help you find a balance to your budget and combat those rising costs we are all feeling these days. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt, and I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you have a safe week, and take a look at those budgets. Until next time, take care.